Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Welcome back. I'm thrilled to have Michael Lee. Michael actually is a neighbor of mine. We grew up together. Didn't know each other well, but probably rode our bicycles past each other occasionally growing up in the same neighborhood in Copenhagen in Potomac, Maryland. And Michael's mom is living in a home that Michael and his brother Leonard have converted into not just a single-family home, a Kettler-built 1972 colonial, which has five bedrooms and three bathrooms upstairs and has a nice open floor plan on the first floor and then a full basement. And it's in Potomac in Copenhagen, feeds Wooten High School. Cold Spring Elementary School is two blocks away. Michael grew up in the property. His brother Leonard grew up in the property. And, you know, as things go, they get older, right? And they move on in life. But mom also gets older. And the question for all of us is, when we're getting older, what are our choices? And you've heard me say there are seven options for any one of us, including aging in place. But sometimes aging in place doesn't make sense. Sometimes it makes sense to find a solution that involves multi-generational living, where son and wife and kids live with mom, something like that. So Michael has come in the show because the why did you do what you did, which is add an accessory apartment to the house, and then Leonard and his family live in the property. Why did you go that direction with mom?
It's a good question, Eric.
And why also did she decide she wanted that?
Yes, it's a good question, Eric, and thank you for having me on your show. Mm-hmm. The original reason for wanting to be in the property were, as you had mentioned, they're highly ranked public schools, easy access to D.C., Maryland, Virginia, the Copenhagen Park in the neighborhood, and proximity to a lot of walking paths and parks like the C&O Canal. So those were a lot of rational benefits to want to stay in place. But the flip side of that coin are some of the other rational and emotional benefits for wanting to stay in place. My brother, his wife, my nephew, and my mom wanting to be together, they wanted to be able to have my nephew grow up and have him be with my grandmother. She wanted to see him grow up, so there was a strong emotional bond that really started to develop as that unfolded. My brother, his family, and my mom spending time together was an important component on the emotional perspective, but from a rational perspective, my mom needed somebody to help take care of her. You know, as she got older and needed to do things with the help of somebody else, whether it's groceries or lawn work, some of the gardening, which she loves, by the way. Mm-hmm. Growing old in place, there was that rational benefit wanting to do that as well. And we figured why not do it in the home that we grew up in. Mm-hmm. We're the first owners, and there's definitely an attachment to that community.
Mm-hmm. So, Mom, you were accommodating for some of the challenges that she was facing, which were mostly physical in nature. Yes. In other words, the work necessary to cut the grass, where she could have hired somebody for that. Or having some assistance perhaps in shopping for her where she could have had assistance for that. So there were ways she could have compensated by hiring someone to do things that your brother and mm-hmm. his family and you have done for her, correct? So it was really more the emotional driver, the desire to be with her family and to watch her grandchildren grow up. And really for Leonard, for him to say, you know, that's what I want for my kids too, right? So it was that desire to share and that opportunity, that looking after both sides, grandma looking after the grandson and grandson looking after grandma.
Yeah, so. I think that's a great point, Eric. And the other thing I would add to what you just said is my mom's very fiercely independent. She really wanted to retain that degree of functional independence, call upon my brother when, you know, she needed it. But she loves to go out on the patio, do her gardening. She loves to shop on her own. But, you know, when comes time for heavy lifting, going to Lowe's, you know, she'll talk to my brother and they'll go together. Do those things.
That's excellent. I love the why behind this. Now, the question then is, how do you approach this? How did Leonard approach this with mom, and how did she approach it?
Well, Leonard made an appeal to the Copenhagen board, and he wrote a letter and made an appeal to have this addition built onto the main part of the house. And they were very accommodating. They completely understood both the rational and the emotional perspective in terms of wanting to stay there and why we were expanding the footprint of the home. We did a couple of things that were very purposeful and very intentional in terms of functionality and layout. We did a couple of things, you know, so the addition's about 600 square feet, give or take. It runs perpendicular to the main part of the house. But what Leonard did, I thought, was very clever. He made sure that the addition had very close proximity to the garage, so it didn't mean a lot of, you know, walking for my mom when she wanted to go out and do her chores or go her activities and go to church. The other thing we made sure of is that it did have access, like a private door for access, so she could come in and go as she pleases. It was also adjacent to the kitchen, so there were family meals that could be enjoyed. It was a common area to get together with family, but at the same time, it was removed enough so that she could slip in and out and go, go in unnoticed. Mm-hmm. So that if my brother were having friends over, or if my nephew was having his friends over, you know, she could go in as she pleased, yet she did not feel isolated. And I think that was an important component to it. The other advantage is that it's right adjacent to the laundry room, so we have a washer and dryer that is in between the kitchen and the addition. So again, easy walking distance for her. And then on the other side of the addition was the patio. Mm-hmm. And by virtue of the layout being perpendicular to the main part of the house, it basically created a private courtyard. And like I said, she loves to go out there and garden and just take in, the breezes and the sun. And so it's a very private flagstone patio that allows her to enjoy nature. It's very quiet back there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've got great neighbors. So she loves going back out there. And then, you know, I guess the only other thing I would add, Eric, is that it's got its own HVAC system, so she could control the temperature on her own. And she's got a gas rather than a wood fireplace, so that she can control it on demand. So there's none of that hassle. And winter times, you know, she can make it warm and toasty. And of course, it's got its own full bath and master closet. So it really is like a standalone place for her to live.
Now, 600 square feet, for some of our listeners, they would say, oh, that's much too small. But let's remember that there's a house attached to this accessory apartment, and that the kitchen is being used by both families. Yes. So she's coming into the kitchen. She's coming to the laundry room. Mm-hmm. So she's got the benefit of really about 2,000 square feet, not just the 600. The 600 is her private living quarters. That's where her bedroom is. That's where her bathroom is. That's where her walk-in closets are. That's where her access, private access to the patio is. And then she can come down a hallway and walk out and into the laundry room right there to the garage, get in her car and leave. So a lot of times your first floor, if you think about the traditional single-family home built in America today, four bedrooms, two and a half baths with two baths up, half bath on the first floor, you'll have the family room and the kitchen, and you'll have access to like a laundry room from the garage and then come into the kitchen. Well, essentially by creating the accessory apartment off to the back and right side or left side, if you were, depending upon how your house is figured, if you've got a family room space and the kitchen is to the right of that, then you would put the accessory apartment behind the kitchen with a patio in between. So you're not looking at an accessory apartment, you're looking down at a patio with the apartment behind the patio. So the Homeowners Association did have to make a compromise, but saw the benefit. And I think this choice is not often made. It's not often that a family and the mom or dad will make the choice to live together in America, but it is a really great part of the options for aging in place or aging with your kids. Mm-hmm. So we've talked about the why. We've talked a bit about the what you've done there. What I'd like to do is talk about the how a little bit more, and how would you approach that?
Well, I think when we were thinking about the situation, you know, I think for a lot of families, Eric, it'll be a nice way to rethink the nucleus of the family. I think in terms of how we hired an engineer and an architect to help, you know, design the house, and obviously consulted my mom and my brother. We all aligned on, you know, what we really wanted out of this and why it was so important to us. But the other thing that I would say is that the addition can be repurposed for other things as well. So it can be used as a nanny suite, could be used as an ultimate man cave. It could also be used as an office because, as you had mentioned, it's got a long hallway, so it's quiet, but it's bright enough to bring in that nice scenery.
So what you've just brought forward are the benefits. Like Warren Buffett says, price is what you pay, the value is what you get. Here's not just a house that you could have one of your relatives live in.
Yes.
it isn't just about that. It is also an option if you want to have a home office, perhaps want to have direct access from the street and have a practice of some kind, maybe as a counselor, or perhaps you're an artist and you want to paint and you want to have a private space for the oil to dry so that it doesn't smell the rest of the house. It's wonderful options and adds value from many different angles. So we've covered the why and the how and the what. And then there comes down to the money that's involved. And there's a cost for building this, but there's a value that comes with the building of it. And the value can be found not only for your family, but also for potentially as an office or as an art studio or a multitude of other features. If you're interested in seeing this property, think, gosh, you know, that sounds perfect for our family, then call me today, 800-990-104, and I'll set up a private tour of the property for you. This is just under $1,100,000. I'll explain the finances. There are special benefits that come with the property. Again, 800-900-9104. Michael Lee, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.